2 minutes after 10, the Friday Rock Show, BBC Radio 1. Welcome to people who just joined us on VHF, and you can now hear us in stunning stereo. How are you doing? I know a lot of the country cannot hear in mono at this time of the year. On that frequency, something like 55% of the country can get it decently on medium wave. The rest of the country don't even bother to tune in and wait till just after the 10 o'clock news. Hi, welcome anyway. Right, we've got a session tonight, which is a very good one. It's by Clive Burr's Escape, the first time they've been on the radio. Clive Burr, ex of Iron Maiden. The band also incorporates a couple of guys who were in Praying Mantis, Tino Troy and his brother Chris Troy. We've got music by Queen, Uriah Heep, David Gilmour, Steppenwolf. Let's have a look further down this run-in order here. Exciter, Heavy Pattern, Quasar, Hawkwind, Ted Nugent, and loads of other good acts as well. But we start with Great White. We'll be right back. Track by Uriah Heep from their album that came out in 1982, the album called Abominog. And the track you heard was called On the Rebound. It was specially for a lady by the name of Elaine Viner, and all those who remember a fella by the name of John Legless Eccles, who at one time worked in a cafe royal in Regent Street. Down the road from here, mate. Also, hello to Jonathan Story, and ask him to get in touch with me, says John Legless Eccles of Cricklewood. All right, Jonathan, do it. Before that, you hear something by Great White from their album, which is out on EMI America. The track was called Stick It. They're currently on tour in the United Kingdom with Whitesnake. Especially for, I think, Adrian Smith. Best wishes for his birthday on Monday 27th, a Feb. Currently working on a new Iron Maiden album, Tar, it says here, from Tim Eddie Packer. One of the Boreham Wood Hell Rats. Hello to the headbangers in Thornton in Blackpool. Ernie, Kaz, Birdie, Mizzy, I think it is, and Barnsley. And Watcher, a fellow by the name of Mark Wiggins, and Glenn, and David, and another David, I think it is, David Reese, and Cooper, Neil Hansen, and Kevin Frost. David Webb sent the little card in. He says, I've got to tell Kevin Frost, who he calls the Russian Riot fan, that he hopes that he's actually patched things up with Marion Rowe. The message is, she still wants you, even after what you said. Kevin Frost, a little tactless one evening, eh? Minutes after 10 o'clock, the Friday Rock Show. That's us, BBC Radio 1. The first of four from Clive Burr's Escape.
We'll be right back.
Synthesizers and their word these days, proving that they can really lay it down hard and heavy. That's Queen from their new album, which is on the EMI record label. The album is called The Works. The track was Hammer to Fall. And before that, Clive Burr's Escape. A track from our session by them, three more to come. The track you heard was called Enough is Enough. It's 10:20. Marcia, will you get close to this loudspeaker, please? Marcia, Brian says that he's gonna kiss you where it really counts. Happy birthday. And hello from Kellu, I think it is, or Kev, possibly. Can't read it very well. Not my eyes, it's the writing this time, honestly. For all the Clayton and Newcastle under Lyme rockers, hello to you lot. Not forgetting Phil, Woolly, Dave, and also not forgetting Howard, the only person to play a guitar behind his head with his teeth. Oh, I rather think that Mr. Hendrix used to do that as well. And Johnny Guitar Watson. Letter from Watford in Hertfordshire. Dear Thomas the Vance, could you say hi to all the fourth-year headbangers at, I think it's Parmenter School in Garston. Also, a special hello to Bunsen, Hendry and Harry, and Conky and Niggle and Manx. From Peter Howie, also known as Jock. Say a big hello to all the fans of Quo, Queen, ELO, The Saps, Saxon, Maiden, AC/DC, and Leopard everywhere. David Gilmour has re-emerged, I'm happy to say, with a great single. This is it. It's called Blue Light. ¶¶ 10:29 is our time with the Friday Rock Show. That's a real classic. Stefan Wolf there from the album Stefan Wolf Gold. The track was called The Magic Carpet Ride, and it was for a lady by the name of Angela, who comes from Llanelli in Wales, from a fella by the name of Maz, who's at Wakefield at the moment. And this is a mention, please, for Swamp and Adolf. Well, I thank Ange very much for her letters, the letters she sends to Maz, as they make that fella's life a bit more bearable. Paul is a devoted headbanger of Rock Ferry Birkenhead. Dear Tom, please play a request around about 10:30, which is now, for a great young lady. Her name is Lynn Hayes. Unfortunately, we split up a few days ago, and I miss her. I love her a great deal. If Lynn ever needs a shoulder to cry on, I will always be there. So, that was from Paul. He's a bit broken-hearted. Rock Ferry in Birkenhead for Lynn Hayes. David Gilmour single is called Blue Light, and that is the single version. It's going to be, I guess, a longer version on the album. It's out on Harvest. I've got a little press release in front of me, which I think is well worth reading, because Gilmour's a bit special. David Gilmour will become the first member of Pink Floyd to tour individually when he fronts a group of accomplished musicians in an international series of spring concert dates. His second solo album, About Face, is scheduled for release in early March. The following month, we'll see the guitarist and songwriter performing throughout Europe. American dates follow in May and June. A group of stellar musicians have been assembled to accompany Gilmour on his live appearances. They will include guitarist Mick Ralph from Bad Company, drummer Chris Slade, later Manfred Mann and Gary Newman's stage band, former Van Morrison bass player Mickey Feet, keyboard player Greg Dechart, or Dechart, I don't know him, and also one of London's top replayers certainly is Raph Ravenscroft. Baker Street, he played on that. What a blow-up. And percussionist Jody Linscott will also appear. Miss Gilmore, looking forward to seeing you. Heavy Petting.
Knocking on the door.
Three-piece Canadian band by the name of Exciter from their album, which is out on Music for Nations. The album is called Violence and Force. The track was called The Evil Sinner. Going to be touring this country, along with the Rods and Metallica. Prior to that, a recently released single by Heavy Patton from Scotland. Good picture disc. We've got some of those to give away as prizes in the Friday Night Connection bit of the program, which follows, well, pretty soon. The track you heard by Heavy Patton, their single, Love Times Love. And this is a band by the name of Quasar. It's from an album which is out on Q Records called Fire in the Sky. Mm-hmm.
you fail. But if they catch you listening, then they lock you up in jail. So we found ourselves a place we did not know. Tension in the air and a stranger below. Then I missed the size of a thousand people talk. There came a cry, it's the night of the hawk.
Only One Hawkwind, and that is a brand new release by them. It's out on Flick Knife. It is called The Earth Ritual Preview. It's an EP, the track you heard there, Night of the Hawks. Good old Hawkwind. Lovely bit of writing here on their press release. It says, so don't forget, in 1984, there's nowhere to hide in this wasted space when Hawkwind take a ride behind your face. Before that, you heard something by Quasar from their album, which is out on Q Records. The album is called Fire in the Sky, and Quasar are going to be doing a gig at London's Marquee on the 10th of March, supporting Solstice. Now, they're going to sound a bit different because now they've got a female lead singer. The lead singer on the track you heard was actually Paul Vigras. But either way, whoever's singing with them, they sound like a really interesting band to check out. Dawn Robson, age 15, lives near Wareham in Dorset. What's a record by Clive Burr's Escape? Well, they haven't got a record deal at the moment, Clive Burr's Escape, but stick around because they undoubtedly will have one, and they're coming up in just about a minute's time. But I dedicate it to Peter and David and Adam and Nick and Andrew and Ralph and all the other heavies from Purbeck. And Paul Foss and John Chow, right there from Kingsheath in Birmingham. Dear Tom, play any track, since it's my birthday this coming Friday. And my mate John's on the Wednesday before. Tell Priest that I understand. Tell AC/DC to hurry back and tell Quo that we'll be there at the NEC. Clive Burr's Escape.
Taste. fit of jealousy. Well, you've been running around to think that I trusted you and you let me down. Lord, you.
I personally reckon that's the best album he's put out in a long, long time. The album is called Penetrator. It is by Ted Nugent. It's out on Atlantic. The track, Where Do You Draw the Line? Before that, Clive Burr's Escape from our session by them. They perform Top of the Mountain. It's 1 minute to 11, approximately. This is the Friday Rock Show from BBC Radio 1. It is time now for the Friday Night Connection. The winner is Mark Burtonshaw of number 20, Woodside, Retford, Nottinghamshire. And Mark wrote this, dear Tom, last week's connection, that was a connection for the 10th of February, because we didn't have one actually last week, if you follow my drift, was as follows, The Journey and It's Easy by Boston, from the album Don't Look Back, Rainbow Blues by Jethro Tull, and Chevy Nights by Survivor from Premonition. Correct answer? By Mr. Burtonshaw, the connection being other bands named in the titles, Journey, Rainbow, and Chevy. £12 record token, Governor, is all yours, plus a selection of our remarkably good and wonderful collection of picture discs, including Heavy Petten and whatever else is in the drawer. Well done, Mark. Now, Mr. Burtonshaw of Retford has put together his own Friday Night Connection. Three bits of music. Start listening and concentrating now.